Good morning from BBC Two. Welcome to our Saturday programmes.
Welcome to Europe 77. Good evening. For me, Andy Cartledge, it's nice to have you with us on this week's Europe 77. We're beginning with our monthly Nordring Roundabout. Roundup of records especially contributed by nine European countries, representing all the best that's going on the European recording scene. Then, in the second part of the programme, we turn our attention to Austria to hear something of contemporary musical trends in Vienna, a city which, of course, has a long-established musical tradition. Well, that comes later, but now, from Norway, we have the first of this month's offerings in Nordring Roundabout. Inga Lisa Ripdal is, despite being only 27, something of a veteran. She's a native of Toten, a Norwegian rural district north of Oslo, and as Inga Lisa was launched as a pop singer at an early age, with numerous records to her credit. Recently, she married one of Norway's top guitarists, Terry Ripdal, and now, after some time devoted to variety and films, she's made a welcome return to the world of pop with her latest LP, Time Comes, Time Passes. It shows that Inga Lisa Ripdal is still a great vocalist. Her voice has developed further, and her repertoire is even wider. Here's a track from that LP called Som en Gammel Hollywood Film, meaning just as in an old Hollywood film. Inga Lisa Ripdal. Meisjes, meaning girls, sung by Raymond van t Groenewoud from Belgium. It doesn't have to be caviar all the time, is the title of a book by Johannes Mario Zimmel about a man who's pressed into becoming an agent during World War II. At the moment in Germany, the story's become very well known as a result of a TV series based on the book. And so too has the theme music, written by one of Germany's top composers and band leaders, Martin Böttcher. Have a listen now to the main theme of Es muss nicht immer Kaviar sein. It doesn't have to be caviar all the time, played by Martin Böttcher and his orchestra.
Welcome to European Pop Jury. Thank you very much, and with the August edition of European Pop Jury, this is Andy Cartledge at the BBC in London, ready to share with our friends in six other countries the pleasure of presenting to you 14 of the newest European releases. As always, the verdict will be given by the votes of our various young Europeans, and as this is my first European Pop Jury, I'm looking forward to meeting some of the continent's top radio personalities, beginning with Germany, where in Cologne this month it's David Coleman. Hello, David.
Thank you, Andy. Good evening. Guten Abend, Europa, aus dem Kölner Jugendpark. Good evening, Europe. Nice to be with you all again. I'm just stepping in for Budde Kramer, who's on holiday, possibly down in Spain, where we're now going down to see Carlos Tena.
Thank you, David. Welcome to the European Pop Jury again. Aquí estamos en el estudio 211, en Radio Nacional de España en Madrid, dispuestos a ver qué suerte corre en nuestros discos. Hello Europe, this is Carlos Tena speaking from Madrid, and now Hanover to a beautiful town in Ostende, and our friend Paul de Ringer. Hello.
Muchas gracias, Carlos. Een goede avond en welkom allemaal hier in Jeugdclub Non-Stop in Oostende. Jullie kennen het spelletje, de drukknoppen liggen klaar en als jullie het dan nog goed doen, nou dan zitten we toch al in de goede richting. Welcome Europe, this is Paul de Wijngaard at the Belgian coast. Welcome in Ostend, where the Youth Club Non-Stop is our host this evening. 100 young people are ready to play, so we hand over to Sture Carlsen in Malmö.
Thank you, Paul. Ja, hej och välkomna till Studio K7 i Malmö som är fylld av ungdomar försedda med mentometerknappar och som väntar tålmodigt på att få höra dagens 14 skivor. Well, hello there in Europe, this is Sture Carlsen in Malmö. And in front of me I've got the Swedish jury eager to start voting on the 14 records today. And from Malmö we now go to Dublin and Larry Gogan.
Good morning, good studio. This is Fortune Reach. Good morning, cheer. Well, we have a happy jury here in Dublin this evening. Looking forward to hearing some good sounds, and I'm sure we will. But for now, over to Oslo and Vidar Lund Arnesen.
Thank you, Larry. Ja, vi i Store Studio klare til å ta fatt på høstens første utgave av Europa-toppen. Vi håper alle vil være med oss og like platene. Yes, we are ready in Oslo, but because we have a new presenter tonight, I'd like to wish Andy Cartledge welcome to the show, hoping, Andy, that you will enjoy staying with us in the European Pop Jury. So please take over from London, Andy. The show is yours.
Thanks very much indeed, Vidar. And so we get on with the first British entry. A very familiar name on the British pop scene is a little lady with a big talent and happily a success story to match, Lindsay DePaul. For some 5 or 6 years, she's been writing and performing her own songs. Back in 1972, Sugar Me reached number 5 in Britain and number 1 throughout Europe, and she's been consistently in the charts ever since. So let's see how our European voters receive her latest disc. Lindsay DePaul, You Give Me Those Feelings. And that was the first British entry from Lindsay DePaul, You Give Me Those Feelings. And what we want now are the feelings of our voters around Europe. Not from Britain, of course, on our own entry. So we begin with you, David, in Cologne.
Yes, 32 points here.
32 from Germany.
32 Punkte aus Deutschland.
And from Carlos in Madrid.
One less, 31.
31 from Spain. And now Paul in Ostend.
Well, a little bit more, Andy, 39.
39 from Belgium. And now from Stora in Malmö, the Swedish score, please.
And we go down to 35.
35. That's 35 from Sweden. Now to Larry Cogan in Dublin for the Irish score, please.
We go up to 42.
42, rather better there from Dublin. And finally, Vidar in Oslo. What about the Norwegian score?
The first score from Norway is low, 15.
15. Only 15 from Norwegian voters. So that's a total of 194 on the first British entry, You Give Me Those Feelings, from Lindsay DePaul. Well, there we are. We've heard all 14 records. The votes are cast, and the moment of truth is here in third position. It's Yes, Sir, I Can Boogie by Bachra. It's the first German entry. That got 407 votes. In second position, Think I'm Going to Fall in Love with You by The Doolies. That was the second British entry and got 431 votes. And so the winner of this month's European Top Jury, I Hate the Music by Peter Griffin, the second German entry, and that got 459 votes.
I hate the music, but people say I sing my song so well. I just can't sing it without you.
And that's the sound of Peter Griffin, I Hate the Music, the winning record in this month's European Pop Jury. I look forward to next time when we'll have 14 more new releases collecting votes from around Europe. Until then, from me, Andy Carpet in London, thank you for joining us, and now, goodbye.
And now from BBC One, that's all for the moment. And once again, this is Andy Cartledge wishing you, wherever you are, a very good night.